With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Senate Bill 5172 has moved on to the House in Olympia with the hopes that it will bring a phasing in of overtime pay for agriculture and that protects ag employers from paying overtime retroactively. Washington State Tree Fruit Association President John Devaney says it does more than that, but those are certainly the key parts of it.
We are looking to get the phase-in period so growers have a chance to adjust, which is in the bill now. And in the course of negotiating, we thought there had been agreement for some kind of ongoing seasonal flexibility. And we're still talking to legislators about making sure that some kind of ability to go above 40 hours for limited periods of time during harvest, for example, wouldn't trigger overtime.
Those exemptions, Devaney says, would probably be limited.
And some other states have set a year-round limit that is higher for agriculture. We were looking at a more limited duration waiver or a higher ceiling, I should say, like in Hawaii, just so that it will not create the worker advocates' concern around long-term, long hours that could result in safety risks.
Devaney appreciates that legislators took this matter up with little warning.
This was put on the agenda after the November Supreme Court decision, and the legislature agreed to wade into this issue to address the needs of agriculture and the concerns of the farm worker advocates.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the Ag Overtime Bill. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.